Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Chaf Aleph. We are up to Siv Gimel, the top line on page 294. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Osir Lumloach Atichos Tznon Arba Ochamisha Biyachad Mipnei Shenira Kekovesh Kvashim. It is Osir to salt pieces of a radish, four or five together, because it looks like you're making pickles. Vakovesh Osir Mipnei Shu Kemevashel. And pickling is Osir because it's like cooking. Elo, rather, what should you do? Metabel kol achas levada. You should dip each one in the salt individually. Va'ochlan, you should eat it. Aval beitzim mutter lemochon. But eggs, you are allowed to salt. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Gimel, it's usher to salt pieces of a radish. V'hu adin kol davar shetarach malicha. The same thing is true by anything that requires salting. Kigom bitzolim v'shumin v'egerkus chayin. For example, onions and garlic and cucumbers, these are all things that need malicha, and therefore they're usher to be salted on Shabbos a bunch together. Ubehed yakasav harambam, explicitly the Rambam writes, tznon v'kayotzebo, radishes and similar things. Umikomokom nira, didover she'in darko lichbo shari, but things that are not normally pickled, so then it's mutter to salt them. So let's peek at note number 17. He writes, "Avalahachzir malafafonim shenichbashu kol tzarkam lamei kivishasam." We said in the Mishnah Berurah that salting cucumbers to make them into pickles is aser, but to return pickles that were already made back to their pickle juice, so Rav Nissen Karel, it says that it's mutter. Mishum she'ein kvisha achar kvisha. There is no pickling after pickling. V'lo matzinu she'asru chazal lasos kein mishum she'nirik kovesh. And we don't say over here that chazal aser because it looks like you're pickling. V'eino kadaver mavushal. It's not like something that's cooked. She'asru chazal litno agabi ha'esh mishum she'nirik mavashal. We saw a concept of Nirik Mavashal when it came to cooking. So even something that's not an Isra of cooking, but there's a problem of Nirik Mavashal, we don't say that over here. And therefore, once the cucumbers were pickled, you would be allowed to return them to their pickle juice. Let's also glance at note number 18, on that which Shembir Shaburu said that Dover She'ein Darko Lichbo Shashari, V'yiroko She'ein Darach L'kovshem K'she'im Chatuchim, vegetables that it's not the normal way to pickle them when they're cut up, Kigon Agvanios from Lafafonim, for example, tomatoes and cucumbers, so das lagon shom zaven orbach shom mutter lemocho bofen ze, you are allowed to salt them in this way when they're cut up. Vechein das lagon avayashiv shom mutter lemocho me'at kedei litin bohem tam, you can salt them a little bit in order to give them taste. If you skip one paragraph, he writes, v'salat yirokos, a vegetable salad, shemuravin bo yiroko shedarkum bechvisha im yiroko she'ein darkum bechvisha. You have a salad made up of both types. Some vegetables that are normally pickled, some vegetables that are not normally pickled. So is it asr or is it mutter to salt this mixture? So Rav Nissen Karel, it says, she'asr lemocho, it's asr to salt it. Elu imkein nosim bo kodem lachein shemen, unless you put in the oil first. O kevisha kasav mishabur l'elag, the mishabur told us earlier in Sekot and Yud, le'inyin asiyas me'melach, when it came to making salt water, she'nosan shemen b'melach o b'mayim l'fnei she'ir v'myachad, if you put the oil in the salt or in the water before you mix the salt and water together, yesh ha'sovrim shemutr l'arvim, there are those who say that you're allowed to make the salt water in that case. So over here also, if you have a mixture of different types of vegetables, some are pickled, some are not, so you can't salt it, but if you put oil in first, then you can add the salt afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Yodalud. So we said in the Mechaber, it's also the salt pieces of radish, four or five together. But if it wasn't together, but rather each piece was sitting on its own, that would not be a problem of pickling. The gamlo milksi kema'abed, it also would not look like tanning. But when you are salting them together, even if you plan on eating them right away, and you don't plan on leaving them in the salt, until the bitterness comes out and sweats out the normal way, so gam kein aser. So if you're salting them together, even if you plan on eating them right away and not waiting for the salt to do its job on them, it's still going to be aser. And if in fact you leave them in the salt until they start sweating the normal way, even if you're salting or dipping one piece of radish alone, aser medina, that's already going to be aser. Kain hela hataz, because you left it for too long. The chaim bel yirabe kosav, and so to the yirabe writes, the limloach tznon aser afilu chaticha achas, that if you're salting even one piece of tznon, it's going to be aser. Again, if you're going to leave it there for the time that it's going to sweat out the merirus. Ubemogen avrom besivkotan vav b'shem habach kosav gam kain. The Magen Avram also writes in the name of the Bach, the nog alma shalolu molchon klal. The minog is not to salt radishes at all. El metabel kol echad b'melach v'ocho. Rather, you'll dip each piece into the salt and you'll eat it. Umenagenu, and our custom shechotchem b'shabes tznon dak, that we cut up a radish into very small pieces. V'nos then also b'ka'ara, and we place it into a bowl. Umolchen also, and we salt it. V'shovchen olav chometz v'ochon also, and then we pour vinegar on it and we eat it. V'luchora hadamya ze laharbe chatichos de aser medina afilum ocho miyad. L'chora, this should be a problem because this is similar to a case of many pieces that it's aser mikradin, even if you eat it right away. It's really only mutter if you dip each piece individually. And it appears the kevan de'ein manichin also klal lazia. Since the way we do it, we don't leave it at all to start the sweating. Elishovchin shom hachometz v'gam minim acherim. Rather, right after we put in the salt, we put in the vinegar immediately and other ingredients as well. So memela lo dami le'ibur. It's not similar to tanning. The koshgen of shovchen shom shemen takef, and certainly if you pour the oil in right away, shashemen machlish koach hamelach, as we've seen already, the oil weakens the power of the salt. Ubiktas mekomos osin yorok shekoren salatin. In some places they make a vegetable called salatin, which is lettuce. Umolchen hayorok with neatzmo, and they salt the vegetable on its own tchila first. Umashin oso kach, and they leave it that way for a while. Umisanin hamayim sheyotze mimenu, and then they sieve off the water that comes out from it. The achakach ma'irvin oso im shemen zayis v'chometz, and then they mix it together with olive oil and vinegar. V'zeh iser gomer. This is totally aser v'domi tfeili ibud. It's more similar to ibud. Kevan shu mamten at shekabel hamelach leitav. Since you're waiting around until the salt is absorbed well into the salad. Just to point out one nakuda over here, that the Mishnah Berurah said, but we want to focus on it for a moment. There's two problems with salting. One is this sif over here in Sif Gimel, where he's quoting the Rambam. He says the problem with salting is it's nira kikovish kvashim, and that's also because of mevashel. So one problem is also mevashel. Another problem we had earlier, that was the problem that it's like tanning. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Yud Dalet says, tekeshekol chatichu munachas levada, when each piece is individual, ein bazem yishum kovish kvashim. You don't have the problem of the Rambam, you don't have the problem that it's like cooking. The gam lo milsi k'ma'abed, it also doesn't look ma'abed. You know the problem that we discussed previously. So those are the two potential problems. If you do them individually, so then if it's not in the salt for too long, you are avoiding both problems. Sivkoton tesvav kikovish kvashim. We said over here in the Mechaber, the Lefi, the Rambam, the problem with salting four or five pieces of radish together is because it looks like you're pickling. Zehatam humei Rambam. This is the opinion of the Rambam. That's his reason. V'Rashi nosantam, and Rashi said the reason, like we just discussed, Shayideh hamelach miskashim, that through the salting they harden. V'havei tikun, and that's considered fixing it up. V'domi l'ma'abin, and it's like tanning. The Taz writes, the mitama Shulchan Aruch yeshlumot, from the reason of the Shulchan Aruch, that it's like bishul, it's like pickling, which is like bishul yeshlumot, you should learn out, the osr lishboch yayin ushar mashkin l'klish yeshboch chometz, that you would not be allowed to pour in wine or other drinks into a vessel that has vinegar, kedei shegam ze yiyah chometz, if your kavana is to turn the other drink into vinegar as well, it will be osr. The domel akovesh kvashim, it's no different than creating pickles. When you're pickling, you're changing the taste. So here also, by pouring the wine or the other drink into the vinegar, and your kavana is to make the other drink like the vinegar, that's going to be a problem. Because your intention is that that little bit of drink that you pour into the vinegar, it should be pickled and it should turn to chometz itself. The Aaron writes that it's also for a different reason because it looks like a weekday activity. But if your intention in pouring the other drink into the vinegar is to dull the effects of the vinegar, it's not to influence the other liquid, but rather the other liquid is going to influence the vinegar and make it less potent. It's obvious it's mutter according to everyone. To put in some cucumbers into the pickle jar so they should join the pickling process. Pasha to asur l'kuyam, it's obvious as asur according to everyone. You're allowed to, as we saw earlier, put the pickles back in after they're pickled, but you can't add new cucumbers to the batch. That certainly would be asur. Sifkatan tazayin, the mechaber said one who's kovesh is asur because it's like mevashel. The afagad de bevade embo chiyuv, even though pickling obviously has no chiyuv chatos, she'eno toledes sa'ur, because you're not using anything that source was from the fire. Mikom makom asam ed rabbanan, but we're saying over here that it would be nonetheless asam ed rabbanan. Sifkatan yod zayin is going on that which the mechaber gave us the eights of how to salt it. Rather, the mechaber said you metabel each piece alone and you eat it. Says the mishaburi yod zayin va'okla tekef, you eat it right away after you salt it. V'lav dafka tekef mamish, doesn't mean right away that second. Elishol muetes sheyaziyak tzas loharbe, but rather you can wait a little bit of time that it should sweat a little bit, but it shouldn't be sweating a lot. The salt shouldn't have such an effect, and then it also would be okay. The last point the Mechaber told us was that beitzim are allowed to be salted. Says the Mishabruas of Katan Yulches, Mipnei she'ein derech lasus mehem kfashim. We don't normally make pickles out of eggs. V'gam ein hamelach moel lehem kolkach. And also the salt doesn't have such an effect on it. And therefore both problems, number one, like cooking doesn't apply, and the other one of being ma'abe, that it changes the form, also doesn't apply. And therefore salting eggs, whatever that benefits you, would be mutter. Says the Mechaber, Vaitis of Dalud, Yesh Misha Kosov, there is a shita that writes, Shem mutter litbol kamal chatichos tznon, achas achas levada, that you can dip into salt various pieces of radish one at a time, ulhanicha yacha lufanav kedei la'ochlan, and place them together in front of you in order to eat them, miyad zu achar zu, immediately one after another. So you are allowed to dip many pieces of tznon one at a time individually into the salt, to place them in front of you together to eat them right away, and you'll eat them one after the other. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Yutes, achas achas levada, you can salt each one individually, de baze ein nira kakovich kvashim, that doesn't look like you're pickling. Umasha kosav lanich, and that which the Mechaber says to place them together in front of you, all it means is that they should be prepared in front of you for eating. But you have to be careful that they shouldn't be touching each other. They're not a team. They have to be kept individually. Just they're put in front of you, ready to be eaten. And then you are in fact allowed to eat them one after the other. You should not let it wait around for a long time. Afilu ba'osa suda atzma, even within the same suda, you shouldn't have it sit around too long. Kegon, for example, mitchilas asuda atzofa, it shouldn't be sitting from the beginning of the suda to the end of the suda. Kedei sheyaziu harbe, so it should sweat a lot because of the salt. Shezeh domil iba, that already, like we saw before, is going to be like tanning. Aval imheim mishtahin sha'a mu'etes, but if they're just there for a little bit of time, umezin k'tas, and they sweat a little bit, ein bekachlum, that would not be a problem. V'chozel adasa shulchan aruch, this is all afi the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. Aval haminog shelo lahashos klal b'melach. But the minog is that it should not wait around at all in the salt. Elo metabel v'ochel b'melach. Rather, you should dip the radish into salt and eat it right away with the salt. It should not be sitting around. The mechaber is more lenient. Our minog is more machmir. We'll stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Hashem with Siv Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.